This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has attended a ceremony to mark the first anniversary of Bucha's liberation from Russian troops, who had occupied it for nearly a month at the start of Russia's invasion last year. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
In his speech, Zelensky solemnly declares, "One year has passed since the day when Russian occupiers were forced out of our city, Bucha, the city about which the world did not know yet, the city about which the world will never forget. We will not let it be forgotten. Human dignity will not let it be forgotten." Zelensky handed out medals to soldiers and other officials, and also attending, Moldovan President Maia Sandu said, "Democratic states must work together to ensure that these atrocities are investigated and punished." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg announced Friday that all NATO members have ratified the accession protocol for Finland to join the alliance after Turkey approved the move late Thursday. In a tweet following Turkey's vote, Stoltenberg said Finland's inclusion in the alliance will make the whole NATO family stronger and safer. He has repeatedly said he expects both Finland and Sweden, its neighbor, to eventually become NATO members. Finland and Sweden each gave up decades of non-alignment with their applications to join the military alliance last year after Russia invaded Ukraine. Turkey expressed concerns that both Finland and Sweden were too lenient toward groups that Turkey considers terror organizations. And Sweden and NATO leaders have both said that Sweden is carrying out a series of reforms to overcome Turkey's concerns. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said Saturday he's pleased